Kunal, every time I give our blog a very serious start this time, I'm not going to. Because I'm sick and tired of thinking of the serious starts, man. How are you?
Good, very good. Just waiting for the season. How are you?
I am very good. I am excited. My name is Ajay Rishi Kapoor. My friend over here, Kunal. Kunal is a very, very big man about Formula One. He knows everything. You ask him, he's like a Wikipedia for Formula One. And I am someone who joins him in his office. Hi, you're listening to our new F1 blog. And Kunal, it's not new anymore. We've almost done a season, right?
Yes, we've done one full season. And thank you very much for that introduction. Out of humility, I will say much of what you said was right. But yeah, I wish I knew everything about Formula One. There's always something new to learn, you know, every second day.
Absolutely. And this year, what I've learned is the tire degradation. And especially in Australia, everybody's clueless. Everybody's losing 2.5 seconds a lap on the softer compound. What the hell is happening with these cars?
Pirelli have redone their tires and, you know, they've... You will get those four compounds that they'll come in with.
Okay.
And they've just reduced the difference between each of the tires. So it'll be interesting to see how teams cope up with tire strategy.
Okay, so we are expecting about 2 stops per race on an average.
I would say so. Hopefully they do more, and the more they do, the more entertaining it gets.
So right now, basis tire degradation, who do you think has done well? Because everybody, Mercedes came up saying, oh, we're losing a lot of time. Everybody said no.
Frankly, I think all of them have degradation. Very few people go and speak about it. I think Mercedes were one of the first teams to actually make a statement, and which is why, you know, they're all up there thinking if there's too much of tire degradation with the new car. But I think all of them are pretty much going through it. They're still learning the new compounds. The drivers like it. But, you know, we'll only know once we hit Melbourne, you know, with respect to different teams and different degradations.
So, two compounds being absolutely close to each other, which means if I take 2 soft tyres and 1 hard tyre, I could benefit out of that?
You could, but you know what? It depends on the circuit, the conditions, how many seconds ahead or behind. So, at best, we will be scratching our heads in Melbourne.
Absolutely. By the way, just for our listeners, the Albert Park circuit is a very exciting race. It has a lot of brilliant corners, but it does not have a single hairpin.
I think the second last corner, which leads, it's a
left-hander. It's a left-hander, very deep.
It's a cheating hairpin.
But I love the circuit, personally. It's right in the middle. It has a lake.
It's beautiful.
And one person who's made beautiful cars is Adrian Newey. He's made Vettel a champion on the drawing board. The other man who's made Michael a champion so many times is Brawn.
Oh yes, you know, I am dying for a Ross Brawn versus Adrian Newey contest. You know, I want to relive those days of Brawn and Newey fighting, because not only will they fight with respect to their, you know, car designs and the innovations that they do, but also when they get out of the pit wall. So if you recollect the Hakkinen versus the Schumacher days that they had, you know, that's the immediate memory. And I wish we get to that this year, you know, it'll be wonderful.
And both the championship winning cars of Mika were designed by Adrian.
That's correct.
And all 5 cars that Michael won with were managed by Ross.
Correct. In fact, Ross Brawn and Benetton days as well.
Oh, yes.
Adrian Newey goes back to his Williams days as well. So between them, I think they have what, 14 or 15 world championships?
Oh,
so,
God, that is a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Somewhere, somebody just mumbled a figure to me that if you got to buy Adrian, you've got to spend about 40 million.
Even if that number is true, that 40 million is salary. The minute he walks into your factory, he will ask you for changes, which will probably cost you another 100 million. So,
oh, God.
Because he will come in and say, you know what, I need these tools, I need these equipment, I need these people. This is how we need to change the systems and processes, and bang, another $100 million that will go there.
The only thing cheap about Formula One is our blog, because it's actually free. Everything else comes for a cost. Okay, big light required on the reliability of the cars, because little change in the rules, so the exhaust just changes everything around the engine.
Over the weekend, I spoke with Nico Hülkenberg.
Okay,
and he mentioned that now it's been a few seasons, maybe I think 4 seasons since when we've got a cap on the number of engines one can use, the number of gearbox should be reliable for, etc., etc.
Correct.
So no longer are we in a state at the start of the season where, you know, if a team was to build a reliable car that could finish the race in Melbourne, they could end up automatically scoring points. I think now it's about everyone building a reliable car and who builds a fast and a reliable car. I think that's where the mindset different will come into play this year.
When you change an exhaust system, like what we had last year, for the last 2 years, and now we have a totally different exhaust system, we're all talking about a lot of heat dissipation and a downforce effect. which it has on the car. So how much does it change from year to year?
Frankly, the downforce this year will change because the exhaust is not blowing the flow like it did last year. The exhaust blown diffuser that we had last year is now disallowed by the regulations, which means exhausts are traditionally designed exhausts. So you'll see the exhaust vents jutting out on the top of the car, rather from the top of the car. A lot of teams are getting innovative about it. In fact, again, there is an effect called the Quanda effect. Okay, I've written about it on the blog. People can go read it. There's a wonderful video there as well.
Kunal, I need the address to your blog.
Kunalsf1blog.com. That's where you're hearing the podcast as well.
Thank you so much.
So, you know, a lot of teams have the traditional designed exhaust, but there is belief that a few teams are using them smartly to still blow the flow. So to know more, go check out the Quanda effect.
We have a lot of things to talk about. This is the countdown to the Australian Grand Prix. Hey, Aussie, we're coming your way. Thank you so much, Kunal.
Thank you, Rishi.